Craft beer enthusiasts are being encouraged to check out five Port Coquitlam breweries this month. Although every brewery is accessible by vehicle, the idea is to take transit to visit the local businesses, and possibly win great beer-themed prizes along the way. The North of the Fraser Ale Trail Tasting Passport is one of five special promotions running in Metro Vancouver throughout February in collaboration with West Coast Food and TransLink. But is getting to Port Coquitlam breweries really an easy task given that its breweries aren't a few blocks from the SkyTrain like many of those in Port Moody? Even Mariner Brewing, also on the north of the Fraser Trail, is just a short walk from Coquitlam Central Station, 1100 Lansdowne Drive. Well, the answer is, yes, you can take transit to get to a Port Coquitlam brewery. You'll need the TransLink Trip Planner to plan your route. However, the Dine the Line transit itinerary has worked out the distance and stops to make it easy. Even Brad West, mayor of Port Coquitlam, is behind the beer crawl. This is a fun way to explore the craft beer and distillery community in Port Coquitlam, said West, noting that Provincial Spirits is another craft cocktail business that opened recently in the city. Our residents have embraced our local craft brewers and distillery, and we're sure this broader audience will enjoy all that our community has to offer. Get a passport to win prizes. You can pick up a passport at one of the 11 participating breweries in Port Coquitlam, Coquitlam, Burnaby and New Westminster, and plan your tasting tour using the Dine the Line transit itinerary. Port Moody breweries have their own passport, called the Port Moody Ale Trail. After earning 6 unique stamps along the north of the Fraser Ale Trail, drop off the completed ballot at a participating business to enter to win a staycation prize package and beer-themed swag. The random prize draw will take place following the contest period once all of the completed passports have been collected. Try out these 5 Poco breweries. Those choosing not to consume alcohol can also participate by purchasing swag, food and/or non-alcoholic drinks. The Port Coquitlam breweries along the north of the Fraser Ale Trail are also accessible by bike along the 25 km Triboulet Poco Trail that encircles the community. Here's list of participating establishments, in alphabetical order, along with nearby bus stops and walking time. Boardwalk Brewing, 2155-575 Seaborne Avenue. Stop. Fremont Connector at Seaborne Plural. Walking. 5 minutes. BoardwalkBrewery.com. North Paw Brewing, 2150-570 Shirling Place. Stop. Fremont Connector at Seaborne Plural. Walking. 1 minute. NorthPawBrewCo.co. Patina Brewing, 2332 Marpole Avenue. Stop. Wilson Avenue at Barry Avenue. Walking. 2 minutes. Website, patinabrewing.com. Taillight Brewing, 402-1485 Coast Meridian Road. Stop. Mary Hill Bypass at Broadway. Walking, 8 minutes. Taillightbrewing.com. Tin House Brewing, 2140-550 Shirling Place. Stop. Fremont Connector at Seaborne Plural. Walking, 5 minutes. Website, tinhousebrewing.ca.